Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Samach Vav, as we continue here in the last full daf of the seventh perek, Perek HaMavrich, here in Meseches Kilayim. And we last spoke about Yeyush. We touched on Yeyush Bekarka. That was the Gemara's last statement, where the Gemara says on Samachem Abeis, even though Karka is not Nigzal, in Karka Nigzalis, there can be Yeyush Bekarka, and all the Rishonim struggle to figure out what does that mean. Isn't there a problem with having Yeyush Bekarka? Karka is in Nigzalis, it's always in Yerushus. You can't be Mesiyach on something in Yerushus. So that we said yesterday, again, we didn't go into it deeper, but that's the discussion of the Rishonim in Sukkot Aflamid and in Baba Kama and Achronim as well. Yeyush itself is a big topic, which we know comes up in Sukkah and Baba Kama, how exactly Yeyush works. Tosfos of Baba Kama says Yeyush is not Hefker. It's not Hefker. Tosfos doesn't say what it is, but it's not Hefker. Numerous Achronim, the Nesivos and the Ksos, both agree that Yeyush is similar to, I think we discussed this back in Maseches Peah, similar to Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. Rabbi Yossi in Maseches Adarim says that Hefker does not really leave your Rishus until it goes into the Rishus HaZocha. So too, and therefore, that remember that case in Adarim, if somebody's Mudur Hana from someone else, they can't put something on the rock and be Mafkarit and the other person pick it up, because that's considered as if it came directly from the Nosein, because it doesn't leave the Rishus of the Nosein until the Mikaba gets it. So that's the mushal that the Nesivos gives in Reis Samach Beis. He says, Debehefker, Nirlefi Estaiti, Debezech Cholok. He quotes Tosfos, Baba Kama, Samach Vav, that Yeyush is not Hefker. But what's the difference between them? L'chare enu muvan asked the Nesivos, Debeze inyan chilik Yeyush me Hefker. What's the difference between the two? Hakamosha Hefker, kolamachzik bo zachabo, kamochein bi Yeyush. Just like by Hefker, whoever picks it up is zoche in it, so to by Yeyush. So there's a heter tfisa by both of them. What's the difference between the two mechanics? So says the Nesivos, L'chein nir lefi hazdaiti debezeh chilik ben Yeyush lehefker. Debehefker pligi Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbanan ben Adarim daf mem gimol. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, the Gemara that I just quoted, in Adarim mem gimol, there Rabbi Yossi holds, Hefker is kematana. Ma matana adasi l'vrshu zoche, av hefker adasi l'vrshu zoche, v'hinei. After Kaimalam Behefker, Davi Hefker, Avagav Deloasi, the Rishu Zoche, we don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Hefker, we pass him like the Rabbanon, via Filuhu Ba'atzmots or Achlachsov Lazakos Mo, Mikomakom Beyeush Nire, Delomahania Das the Rishu Zoche. We pass him like Rabbi Yossi's idea when it comes to Yeyush, even though we don't hold of it when it comes to Hefker. The Ksos agrees with this in Siman Tavav, Siv Katan Beis also. Vimnis Yayish Mea Aveda, continuing the Nesivos, Vakala Hayesh Kodav Asi Lidei Azoche, if there was Yeyush from an Aveda, and then Ein Zarach Lachsov Lazakos Bo. But the Yeyush finishes. He gives up on giving up. I mean, he wants to get it back before anybody else picks it up. He doesn't have to be Zochet again. It's his, he never left his Rishus. Ra kivan shero, tekev zachabo, vein shum adam yochol azakos boshu. And nobody else can pick it up in the interim. He said, already quotes a Gemara in Bava Kama Kuf Tez Zayin, which he thinks is a riot to this. Remember that Gemara? That's the case where Safra was walking with a whole caravan of people, and every night they gave one of their sheep, or one of their donkeys, I think it was, to the lion. There was a lion that was walking with them, that protected them, and every night somebody gave one of their animals to the lion to feed. And it was Rav Safra's turn. And he gave it to the lion, and the lion didn't eat it. So he went and grabbed it. But the Gemara says he did that lefnei mishuras adin. Maker adin, he didn't have to grab it. Right? The Gemara says, Nihi dechi afkare adaita da arya afkare. Adaita kuli yama lo afkare. So really, he didn't have to pick it up. But that's Yeyush. Again, it's the hefker of Rabbi Yossi. There are other suggestions by the Achronim how exactly Yeyush works. Rav Salvechik, Slashon, and others. It's a hashlamas shem avud. Once something is out of your Rishus, it is partially avud, and Yeyush is mashlim, the shem avud. It's mashlim it. Or Rav Asher Weiss has the approach of the Yeyush means when all bailus, start the other way, all bailus needs some type of expression. So bailus can be expressed by in my Rishus, that's an expression of my bailus. I have control of doing something with it, that's an expression of my bailus. Whenever I can do anything with this item, so that's an expression of my bailus. Hoping to get it back, and there's a chi of hashava to return it to me. That's an expression and a connection of my bailus to the item. But the second that I'm misyayish, and it's not in my rishus, memela, there's no expression of my bialus, memela, the bialus evaporates and it becomes the other person. So that's another, right then in the sefer on Baba Kama. Okay, so that's all a little bit about Yeush. Obviously there's a lot more, but we continue with the Mishnah now. Continuing in Yanim of Kilayim. Halacha, here we go. Haruach she'ilala, it's like Kfanim agabi tfua, you have Kfanim, and the wind stretched and even broke. Ilala, according to the Farshim here, the Marifolda says, Shibra, right? It broke a branch. Now the branch is still connected, but it's leaning over on the Tfua. So, Ilala, Sagvanam Agabe Tfua, Yigdar Miyad. So you have to Yigdar Rash, Marifolda says, Yachtoch. You have to cut it. You have to, right, just bending it back probably would break off. You don't want to, it won't work to bend it back, so it'll break off anyway. So it's better just to cut it cleanly, and in that way you will prevent the kilei akerim. The mironis mutter, as we said, if there's an ones that occurs, then he can't do it right away. So mutter, it's still mutter, because as we said, one needs nichusa for kilei akerim. Tvuashi no tetakas agefen. If one has tvua that is growing, and the tvua leans. We've been talking about the Geffen leaning. Here, the Tfua leans under the Geffen. V'chein b'yerek, or a vegetable grows, and it grows tall, and it leans under the Geffen. Machzir ve'eino makadesh. Ye should be machzir. You should move it away, but ve'eino makadesh. It's not makadesh even if it's mosif. Even if it's mosif, 1 to 200. Why? Says the Rosh Sirlio. Big chiddush here, but this is what he says the Gemara means. Ve'eino makadesh. If you have the wheat or the vegetables that are growing and it leans under, now it's under an overhanging grapevine. Still, even if it's there for 1-200 grows, it's still not usher. Why? When do we say that there's kiddush of both? When the tvua itself, when the main stalk of the tvua is growing under the geffen. Right, somebody stretches the grapes onto the tvua. Aval hacha ikar hatvua omedes chutz legeffen. V'nota tachas hagefen. The ikar tvua is far away. It's enough distanced. Kain nearly the dachik ben mishnah. So the isra kilei akerim is only when the ikar is onto the geffen. But if the ikar is onto the geffen, just move it away, and there is not a problem. Good. That is the rash. Omeimas hatvua miskadesh. So now the Gemara says, when is it that tevua, as we're about to talk about in the Mishnah, there's the earliest time and the latest time. When something is tiny, the tevua is tiny and the grapes are tiny, so that it's not called grapes yet. So therefore it's not going to be ne'esar. So what's the minimum shear? Omeimas hatvua miskadesh. Misha tashlish. Our girsa is when it grows a third, from the word shalosh. When it grows a third, then it becomes tevua when it gets that big enough. Yanavim mishiyasu kubal alavan, and grapes only when it becomes the size of a small white bean. When it's any smaller than that, that's not called tevua or kerem yet or anavim, and therefore it's not going to aser. That's the earliest. The so one of the mefarshim in the back says that even though this is true, that it doesn't become usser until the fruit is a certain amount, but still once it becomes that amount, this is the let's see it's the Rash. The Rash Bishan. So the Rash Bishan asks on this. When it says Tvua, there's a minimum shear for Tvua and for grapes. V'yishla Tamua. The Tvua kodem shetashlish v'anavim kodem polalava nami litzru. It should be usher even when they're smaller. Why? To kilei akerem ne'esar bein eitz bein kashin. Because once you have kilei akerem, then not only are the grapes usher, the whole vine, the wood that the grapes are connected to, those branches are also ne'esar. So you see, even branches are part of kilei akerem. So why, when it's tiny, should it not be usher yet? The branches are there. So answers the Rash, no. The point is, once the grapes grow and it's kilei akerem, then memela, everything that's batel, and mishamesh them, so that's going to be nesar. But if you don't have the grapes yet, you don't have the ikar, then it's not going to happen. So he says, miyu yebzei yesh lomar, de lo'olam kodem lakena kol mutar. Aval mishatashla shukupol alava nakol asur. Afilu zmaros vekashin. So that's the Rash here on our Mishnah. So that's the minimum shear that is needed. Misha Tashlish, when the tvua grows a third of its size, and the grapes grow to the size of a white bean. And now the Mishnah tells us another chiddush, that there's a maximal shear also, when they are fully ripened, and then I plant something of the other kind, that's also not usur. They have to both be in growth direction. Tevua sheyavsha called sarcha, tevua that has grown to its full capacity. Ova anavim shebishlu called sarcha and eina miskachos. They're not miskadesh. If they're not in the growing, Rechai Kanievsky, she'enon mosifos litzmoach od, enem miskachos. If they're not adding on, they're not growing anymore, it's not miskadesh. Shahazarua uba enonasar ela im hosifo masayim. Because if I plant something, it has to grow together. Masayim has to grow to 1/200th. But if not, if they're totally ripe, so then it is not miskadesh. The Rambam paskins this way. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Kelayim, the Rambam says, in Parakei Halacha Yud Gimel, this is quoted. Me'emasai, quotes both. Me'emasai tu al yark miskache, mishayashrishu. We'll get to that lashon in the Gemara. Navim, mishayasu kubal alavan. Shnemer hamalei hazera, asher tizra, usvu asakarim, ache yazriya zev, yezetfua. Aval tu ashayavsha kol tzarchav, anavim shebishlu kol tzarchan, Einon miskadshos. Ketzah, what's the case? Tfuah sheyav shekol tzarcha. If you have tfuah that's totally, fully grown, uba v'nata gefen besocha, then you plant the vine in it, in the tfuah field. V'chein anavim shebishlu kol tzarcha. You have grapes that are totally ripened. V'zara tfuah o yarek betzita, then you plant tfuah or a vegetable right next to them. Aval mishezeh asur, einon miskadshos. You're not allowed to do that. Right, the Rambam Paskin, you're not allowed to do that, but it does not become asur. Good. Continuing, says the Gemara, Uki ben Aza yisaper. So we had it in the Mishnah. If the wind took it and broke one of the branches and it's there, then you should cut it. And if the next case was that if the tfua is leaning in, then you could just be machzir it. Just be machzir it, and you don't have to do it's not makadish. But Ben Aza says no. In that case, yisaper. You got to cut it, right? For the word tisporet. Ben Aza yisaper. See the Pnei Moshe says atvua shino tatachas agefenkoi. Referring on to that case, the tvua that the Tanakama, the Mishnah says that all you got to do is lean it out. The Ben Aza says no. You got to cut it. And Ashkach Tani Rabbi Kiva Amar Yachzir Ben Aza Amar yisaper. Right? We find the Machlokas Tanaim in this regard. So our Mishnah said, what's the minimum size of tfua when it grows a third? Misha tashlish. Is tani tani? Misha tashrish. Some have the Gerasa, and this is what the Rambam had, Misha tashrish, when it develops roots, which is a much earlier stage. Something gets roots before it gets a third growth. So, which is it? Does it become usur right when it's mishatashrish roots, or does it have to grow a little bit? So the Gemara says, well, this is going to take us back. It's tali on a machlokas we had way back when. Ba'andaf nun alef amebeis. Remember, we had that case where the wind blows seeds of a zera into my vineyard in front of me. Siyata ruach lefanov. So Rabbi Kiva says, you got to rip it out. Once it starts growing, you have to rip it out. Asavim yofach. But once I rip it out, we had a machlokas. Nun beis aman alef. Once I rip it out, could I use what I ripped out? Well, that's usur forever. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Oshia said there, im asavim yufach hakol mutter. Everything's mutter. You can rip it out, but it's mutter if you rip it out. Because it didn't become usur yet, because it didn't grow to a third. Rabbi Yochanan said there, hakol usur. Rabbi Yochanan said, hakol usur, there on nun beis amad aleph. So the Gemara says, the girsos here between Misha Tashrish and Misha Tashlish will depend on that machlokas. Man da amar, Misha Tashrish, the Gemara says, the one who says Misha Tashrish says right when it takes root, right, that girsa here, according to the Brisa, Misaila Rabbi Yochanan, like what Rabbi Yochanan said, that it's usur right away, even though it didn't really grow yet, it's just the grass that is growing a little bit, the seeds, still it's usur, because it's usur right away. Even when it just takes root, it's already kilai hakerem. Man da amar Misha Tashlish, but according to the one who says Misha Tashlish, that it's when it grows a third, that's when it's only then will it become usur. So Messiah Leroshia, that's like what Leroshia said earlier, and that is, you have to rip it out, but it is not nesar. Good. And then we have the maximum. We just had the minimum shear in the Mishnah. What about the maximum? When it's too small, it has to be the growing vineyard. Tevua of Rizkari, the Marifolda on top. once it's fully ripened, shuv eino karuya malos hazera, right? It's not considered growing anymore, right? So therefore, it has to. There are minimum shiurim and there are maximal shiurim. If you look back in the Rasilio on the Mishnah, the Rasilio says that these shiurim aren't only, let's say, the minimum shiur, a pul alavan, isn't only important for hilchas kelayim, right? There are other areas of halacha too. Ubishvias nami ksiv min asada tachluas tvoasa, right? Shvias shmita also. Shmita, it has to be tevua. Vitzana boser mishehevi mayim ochla basada. The chashav peiro leinyan bracha umavarchan ale bori priya eitz. Right, regarding a bracha. When is it a grape? When is it considered an edible grape, the special bracha, bori priya eitz? That's only when, again, it gets this size. Hu boser, hu girua, hu pul halavan. Avapachas mikan, lo chashav pri. But less than that, it's not called a priest. That's shvias and hilchas brachos. And what about Maestris? I'm reading the Rasil. Leo here? Yeah. V'taima dekol shel abal onas ha-maestris la priyu. Right? If it doesn't be brought to onas ha-maestris, it's not a fruit. Right? We'll have to see when we learn Maestris, pe'ezus Hashem, whether the whole, half the Masechta is about onas ha-maestris, the time that Maestris kick in. Is it that it is a fruit, but it's not chayv Maestris yet for some reason? Maybe because achilas kev is the only thing that's aser, or it's not even a fruit yet. So the Rasilio said it's not even a fruit yet. La peiru, lo le kilayim, lo le meiser, lo le shvius, v'kol shigin lebracha mipnei hazkaras Hashem. So this is regarding the bracha you make. How big does it have to be in order for you to make a borei pri ha'etz audit? It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch, generally doesn't give eating advice. It says if you eat, this is the bracha you have to make. But usually doesn't give eating advice, except here. The Shulchan Aruch says that one should never eat just one grape. One shouldn't eat one grape. Why? Because there's a big suffix about the bracha achrona. Why? Because do you say, it's a suffix of Tosfos. We know there's a concept of birya. Birya, a whole item when it comes to isurim. If somebody eats a whole ant, even though it is less than a kezias, one's going to be chayav for that, because it's a whole item, birya. So that definitely applies to isurim. The question is, does it apply to brachos? Does it apply to brachos? So that's the question that Tosfos asks in the sixth parak of brachos, and the Shulchan Aruch advises not to eat one grape, because that's a question of birya. Maybe it's a birya, and therefore it requires a bracha achrona. Maybe it's not a birya, and therefore it wouldn't. So either have zero grapes or a couple of grapes. Okay, I'm not going to read it right now. I'm not going to look for it. Here it is. Reishyud. Is it Reishyud? Yeah, Reishyud. V'yesh b'stavkin lomar. Yesh b'stavkin lomar. Shal davar shehu kipir yaso kagon garger shel einav. O shel rimon. One grape or one seed of a pomegranate. Shemavarchin lacharav av b'yishem bo kezayis. Somehow that suffix. He quotes from Tosfos in the Rush. The suffix. Right, don't eat it. Don't eat just one. That's the advice of the Shulchan Aruch. But again, it has to be big enough. It has to be big enough, more than the size of a white bean, as our Gemara says. Okay, last line of the Gemara. Tvua sheyavsho, when it gets full. So then, again, no longer does the Isser apply. V'chulu keni mastisa eina miskachos. The Mishnah means it doesn't become Usser. It's usher to do it, like the Rambam says. It's usher to do it, to plant, even if it's ready, if it's all full, but it is not miskadish. It is not miskadish. Again, if you look in that Rambam, the Rambam talks about this in Hey Yud Gimel, also in Hey Tezayin. In Hey Tezayin, the Rambam says, Gevin Shiyafshu Ha'alin Shalav and Naflu Kedar Shiyibash, if it's dried out. Right, dried out. We had this before. Asalos Rabbi Sida Yarko Tvua Vimzar Lo Kidesh V'chena Zoreya. Actually, let's wait to do this Rambam. We'll do the. Want to read one more line in the Mishnah. But the Marafolda says here it's not miskadesh, but there is still an Isser, and we find that other examples. He quotes the Gemara we had earlier in Daf Yudalad that you can't plant next to a dried out wheat field because it is still Usser Midrabanan Mishum Maris Ayin. Okay, says the Mishnah, we get into the world of Atzitz Nakuv for this last daf here in the seventh barak. Atzitz Nakuv, the flower pots, a flower pot with a hole on the bottom of it or without a hole on the bottom of it. So Pashup Shah, we assume that if you have a flower pot with a hole on the bottom of it, enough for a root to get out, says Kilo, it's on the ground. Even though there's no roots, let's say there's a flower pot outside with a hole in the bottom of it, there's no physical connection. It's called karka. because a root can get out, Atzis Nakav is called Karka. Atzis She'eno Nakav, if it doesn't have a hole, then we assume it's only Midrabana. So Atzis Nakav, Makadish Bekerem Ve'She'eno Nakav Eino Makadish. Right, like we said, Atzis Nakav, if you have Tlua or Yerukah is growing in a flower pot in the Kerem, it's Asr Daraisa. Right, Asr Daraisa, if it's Atzis Nakav. Eino Nakav Eino Makadish. But if it's not Nakav, it does not become Asr. It does not become Asr. But it's still Asr Midrabanan. Still asking me about it. That's the Rama I started to read before. Lo kidesh umakanos omakas mardus. But we give him rabbinic lashes. Makanos omakas mardus. But atzis nakuv hariyukar. Atzis nakuv is like it's mamish on the ground, mamish in the dirt. But atzis she'eno nakuv is only usher is usher midrabanan. Rabbi Shimon Omer Zevez Asur of Alomakash. Rabbi Shimon has a different cheetah, as we'll see. Rabbi Shimon says even not it's Nakuv is not considered ground, and therefore he says it's not Miskadish. There's a machlokas, interesting machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos in Gittin on Dav Zayin. Gittin Dav Zayin, when do you say there's a difference between Nakuv and Eino Nakuv? Rashi says that the chiluk of Nakuv Eino Nakuv is only by wood, by a wooden kli, but if it's a kli cheres, cheres comes from the ground, and therefore, even if it's not nakuv, it's considered as if it's on the ground. That's Rashi Shita. The only machlokes, right? The only chilik is going to be within within wood. But when it comes to cheres, it's for sure ground. And Tosfos quotes Rabbi Tam exactly the opposite. Wood is the machlokes. Sorry, cheres is the machlokes, whether it is nakuv or not. But wood, for sure, is part of the ground because wood absorbs a lot. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And you're Rabbeinu Tam, lehefech, deshel cheres boi nekiva, deshel eitz lo boi nekiva, shehu mislachlech yoser min acheres. V'asi shaper destam svina hi shel eitz. So machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about when do you have the chiluk of nakuv and eino nakuv. If you look in the Rambam doesn't make any distinctions. He seems to hold that there's a chiluk of nakuv and eino nakuv, both by cheres and by eitz. The Rambam talks about that in Hilchos. Tumas Ochlin. In Tumas Ochlin, in the second parak, that's where the Rambam quotes these halachas. He quotes the chilik of Nakuv and Eonakuv, but he does not quote any chilik between wood or cheres. So the Achronim say, must be that he doesn't think that there is such a difference. So interesting, the Tziyuna Matorah, the Rav Yosef Engel writes, whenever we have an Issa Drabanim, right, sometimes we have this concept of Makas Mardus, right, rabbinic lashes. You don't always have it quoted in Chazal that, you know, every din d'rabanan. Is it automatic? Is by every iser d'rabanan, the rabbanan can give makas mardus, or is it by specific ones? So that's his piece in Siyunim LaTorah, Klal Gimel. Achronim nistafku, yibachol iser d'rabanan mistama oncho makas mardus, afilu b'makam shlo nisparish, even where it's not explicit somewhere in Chazal, d'stama havihachi, Odilma ein makas mardus rach b'makam shapirshu. What do we say? No, it's only in a place where they were mefarish. And the first source that he quotes is Gemara Menachas Daf Ayin about Zareya Kilayim ba'atzitz she'eino nakuv, which is the Rambam, our case right here that he quoted. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Hamavir, last line of the Mishnah, Hamavir atzitz nakuv bekerem. What if somebody takes an atzitz nakuv and moves it very slowly through a vineyard? He never puts it down. Im hosif, im asayim aser. If it goes up 1/200th, it's aser. It. What's the it? The Marafolda says, the tevua is aser. What you're holding. The gefanim are not, because you didn't put it down. You didn't put it down. So, if you didn't put it down, it's not going to aser. What's the chilik? What's that chilik? If it's aser, then it's they're both. You didn't put it down, so they both. You say, oh, you didn't put it down, so they both should be mutter. So Tosfos Yontif tries to figure out a svara. So he assumes that maker adin, neither of them should be aser. Neither of them should be aser, because it's not really you didn't plant them together, so you're holding it, it's passing through, so really neither should be aser, and he assumes it's a knas. Time shall Yerushalmi near it to oser zera ha'atzis lavi shavo naset sad iser. You move the tvua. The avagav shalafi ha'emes eino kilayim, shari lo kidesh, afilu achi bedera knas asruhu. Bedera knas, they asered, and therefore that's how you could have that chilik only in one direction. So that's hosev masayim. There is a discussion in the Achronim. The Pnei Yoshua has this question. And that is, Atzitz Nakuv has a lot of different permutations and sugyas. The Pnei Yoshua in Kiddushin and Daf Chav Beis. We know that there are the Mishnayis and the Gemara is all about Kinyanim. Different Kinyanim. So the Gemara says there that Ev Shmuel holds, Eve Kinani is Nikneve Meshicha. And Eve Kinani, you could be Kone through pulling. Meshicha. So asks the Bnei Yoshua, but Eved is kemakarkoi. Eved Kanani is kibir tekarka. And Mashiach doesn't work by karka. So Mashiach doesn't work by karka. It shouldn't work by Avadim, because Avadim hukshu lekarkaos. So what's the answer? The answer is, you can't do Mashiach on karka, not because it's a halacha. Halachically, it doesn't work. It's just physically, it doesn't work. But if there was a way to do Mashiach on karka, so then Mistam, it would work. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Ain't done an efshar, mishai efshar. De bekarkos lo shayach mashicha. By real, even if you want to see avadim misuk shel karkos, but real karka you can't do mashicha on. But when it comes to movable karka, like avadim, huk shel karkos. So then you would say mashicha can be done. Ask the Nesivis on this Pnei Yeshua, on this concept. So what about an atzitz she'eno nakuv? Right, we know the Shulchan Aruch, the Choshe Mishpat, it says that the Shulchan Aruch says that a Zeraim and Atzitz cannot be Nikne b'Mashicha. You can't be Kona and Atzitz Snakuv with Mashicha. So one second. If the Bei Yeshua says, if you have Karka that is movable, that can be Nikne b'Mashicha, even though real Karka can't, but Avadim can, so what about Atzitz Snakuv? Atzitz Snakuv should also be Kona b'Mashicha. Answers the Dvar of Ram, beautiful. An Aleph Yud? No. Because when it comes to an atzitz nakav is different than an eved. In eved, mishicha, you pull him from one rishus to another rishus. The zraim in the atzitz nakav, when you pull the atzitz nakav, so you've moved the whole rishus. You didn't take the item that you wanted out of one rishus into another rishus. You just moved the whole environment. So that's not going to work. That mishicha can't work. Just like mishicha can't work on karka for its reasons, mishicha can't work on atzitz nakuv for the seeds in atzitz nakuv because you just moved the whole environment. You didn't move the items that you want to be kona itself. Fascinating. Tani, we continue. So remember we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, right? We hold, like Tanakama, that there's a chilek to nakuv and no nakuv. Nakuv is daraisa, like karka, ain't nakuv is darabanan. And Rav Shimon says, no, there's no such thing. There's no chilek. Even an atzitz nakuv is like ain't no nakuv. Tani says the Brisa ain't be natzis nakav l'shein no nakav l'hechshas ra'im bilvad. The Brisa says the only difference between natzis nakav and nakav is hechshir zra'im. Regarding, we know that when a fruit or a vegetable, a food has to become wet in order for it then to be makabel tuma, hechshir l'kabel tuma. But if it's still attached to the ground, the hechshir doesn't work yet because everything gets rained on, so it has to first be detached. So for hechshir zra'im, it's all like karka. It's all like Karkar. Shimon agrees. So, who is this Brisa like, though, that for regarding everything else, there is there's no difference? Ki Rebbe Shimon. This is like Rebbe Shimon. Even Nakuv is considered Eino Nakuv. It's considered not attached. But Karabanan is Charnin. But according to Rabbanan, there are many Nafkaminas. Now, three examples. Atzis Nakuv Makadish Bekerem, Eino Nakuv Eino Makadish, our Mishnah. And Atzis Nakuv could be Aser, Bekerem, and Eino Nakuv is not. Two, Hatolish be Atzis Nakuv, if I pull out of an Atzis Nakuv on Shabbos, Chayadis, and this is the Raisa of Kotzer. I have pulled out, Ki'ilu, I pulled out from the ground. And therefore, Atzis Daraisa, Chayad, Mishaino Nakuv Butter. But if I pulled out from an Atzis Sheino Nakuv, that's not going to be Atzis Daraisa. That's not Tolish from the ground. That's going to be an Isidra Abanan only Potter. And number three, Atzitz Nakuv. The third one happens, Rabbi Shimon agrees to this, but this is three. Atzitz Nakuv, Machshir is Hazram. Vishino Nakuv, Machshir is Hazram. If it's Atzitz Nakuv, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if it gets wet in that state, it's considered Mechubar still, and that's not Machshir. But Vishino Nakuv, if it has a bottom and no hole, it is Machshir Hazram. So that is the Brisa. Rab Shimon and the three cases. Rab Yossi Amalastam, Rab Yossi said the following anonymously. Rab Chanina Matu Beimishem, Rab Shmuel Barav Yitzchak, HaTorah Ribas Betaras Roim. Rab Shimon, even though he says, Atzitz Nakuv is detached, is considered metaltalin, but when it comes to Taras Roim, he says Nakuv, it's considered like ground. Matam, Chipo Minivla Soma called Zera Zerua Asher Yizarea. Taharhu. So it's an extra lashon, a lot of forms of zera. The marafolda means achsiv shnei pamim zerua asher yizra ribui larabo zerua kaldehu. So zerua kaldehu. Fine, extra lashon. Period. Tani atzis sheino nakuv maestrosa mealacha. If you have a flower pot without a hole in the bottom of it, maestrosa mealacha. Chumas and maestrosa only mealacha here means durabanan. It's only durabanan, as we know. Unlike Rabbi Shimon for sure. But if it's even according to Rabbanan, if it's Eino Nakuv, Maestros of a Rabbanan. Vitrumaso Eina Midama'as. And call it's only Rabbanan. Its Truma doesn't create Midume. It doesn't create that shear that you need of 1 to 100. The Rashi Yoliyo says it's regular Bittel Barov. Vein Chayav Ben Alach Chomesh. And if a Zar eats it, he doesn't have to give a Chomesh. back to the Kohanim. Reb Yossi, boy, what about these cases? Ma'o lomer al pito ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz. If you have grain growing in an utitz she'eino nakuv, do you say ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz? Because it didn't come from the ground. Or did it? Do you see ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz? So that is an unanswered question that's mentioned here. If you look in the Chayei Adam answers it. The Chayei Adam in Klal Nun Aleph says, Echon mechameshes minedogan shakalda ba'atashino nakuv, fa'asim mimeno pas, einum of arachal of mozach min aretz, tino nikra aretz, kiddi isa, Yerushalmi, kelayim, so perik zayin. He quotes, right? The chayadim knew Yerushalmi. This is where it is in Shas, nowhere else. Right here in Shas Yerushalmi. So you're not going to make a hamotzi because it didn't grow in the aretz. Very lamaisa cases for indoor plants these days. But then he adds an erechidish. Even though you're not going to say hamotzi, you're going to bench. Mavarech alav, bari b'nei mazonos, mikamaka mavarech alav, birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon. And that is a big chiddush, that the Eglei Tal, and other achronim mother, it seems to be against the Gemara in a Bavli, that you would never, whenever you have a benching, you definitely say a motzi before that. So there's a lot of discussion about this this Chayei Adam, but one should just be aware of this. This is the suffix of the Yerushalmi about what bracha to make in this case. Okay, we'll stop here.